Mercy.
Someone's got a pretty high opinion of herself.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So I'm watching TV the other day and a commercial comes on, but I was in the other room and I was listening rather than watching, so I didn't know what the commercial was. And it was a company called Third Love. I was like, oh, another dating site.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just half paying attention and I come in the room and I see women in like bras and underwear and shapewear. And I'm like, what kind of dating site is this? And then I realized, no, Third Love is not a dating site. It's a body positivity bra and underwear line that have half sizes, about 78 different sizes from 32A to 44H.
H.
Yeah. And I was like, nice. Oh, that's impressive. But the company is called Third Love. And I was like, well, who named that company? That sounds like the dumbest name for a really good company. So I started noticing. So since that was in my head, that I was thinking Third Love should be like, if you're Jennifer Lopez, you've been divorced three times. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a great dating site for it. Been divorced more than once? Third Love. Like, that feels like, you know, if you've been divorced more than once, that feels like the dating site for you. But it's not. So I did a deeper dive into some companies that had come up that had names that were really misleading.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm going to tell you the name of the company. You tell me what you think that company does.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think Arctic Wolf Networks does?
Arctic Wolf Network does something with snow. Skis?
Cybersecurity.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. How about this? The zebra.
Isn't that like an eBay?
That's what I thought. I was like, the zebra must be like, I didn't know what it was.
Mm.
It's a car insurance comparison website.
That's stupid.
Yeah. How about this? Blue Kite.
Blue Kite. Food, like Blue Apron.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, Blue Apron, maybe Blue Kite. Maybe instead of like sending you food, they send you toys and things for your kids to play with. You know, one of those like BarkBox kind of thing where like every month you get new toys. No, uh-uh. It's a branding company. They make signs and banners and logos.
Had no idea.
And then once they add colors, like because this Blue Kite, the maroon door.
That's a like a company that paints your house.
It's a restaurant.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Unchained Carrot.
Unchained Carrot. It's a rabbit company. They make rabbits.
No, again, Unchained Carrot. I was like, well, that's sort of maybe they do like, I don't know, some interesting food delivery kind of mm-hmm. thing, like a health food delivery, maybe it's organic food. No, it's a marketing firm. That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and there's I got a couple more for you that I thought was interesting. This is another commercial I was watching, and they have a company called Torrid, T-O-R-R-I-D, Torrid.
That's like a where you make logos and stuff.
You would think that's what it is. I mean, the word, the definition of the word Torrid.
Mm-hmm. Like a torrid affair.
Yeah, a torrid affair would work. Very hot. Something that's super hot.
Right.
Or maybe even super super difficult. Like Wall Street is in for a torrid time.
Mm.
They would say that. No, Torrid is it's a women's clothing store for plus size women. Women who have size 10 to 30.
I think that's going to be the new Ford car. The new Ford Torrid.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't make any sense. Now one of these makes sense, but the next one doesn't. I thought it was the same thing. Ready for this?
Yep.
Fight Camp.
You don't talk about that.
Well, Fight Camp made sense. It's boxing equipment. So I was like, okay, I can go with that. Fight Camp as boxing equipment. I like that. That actually made sense. And the next one I saw was Misto Box. So what do you think I thought that was?
That's a porn site.
No. It does sound like
we don't talk about that either.
So I was like, Misto Box must be like, again, like another boxing thing or maybe one of these like, again, some sort of delivery where they send you boxing stuff. No, it's coffee delivery.
That doesn't make any damn sense. That's just something that they typed into Google, and there was no company named that, so that's why they named it.
That is what it feels like. And here's the last one. What do you think a company called Bird does?
Makes drones.
That's good. Yeah, you would think drones. That makes sense.
Yep.
You know, because
that's what birds are.
Yeah. No, it's a scooter sharing company.
Oh, that's stupid. That's because they went on GoDaddy and that name wasn't taken. So they took it and they named their company that.
But what's so weird about it is now the company names sound ridiculous. But if you look back, like Yahoo, Google, Amazon, you know, all these names do sound stupid until they make sense, until they start being a company that you've heard of. Because if you think about it, like Amazon, why would you call a delivery company Amazon? Like that doesn't, you know, the Amazon, like the rainforest, what? I don't get it. But now that we know what Amazon is, it has some power.
As soon as the name turns from a noun to a verb, then it makes sense.
Yes.
So right. Google was a noun, but now it's a verb.
Right. I'm going to Google that.